This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This podcast is about prepping and survival, and I realize that I have a podcast like this from time to time. It's a repeating topic, but events are coalescing right now that really strongly indicate in my mind the urgent need to prepare. And this is not about selling stuff. I'm not going to mention any specific products. I'll just mention websites where you can get information and get empowered. You can go to gear.news or survival.news, or let's see, what else do we have? Well, preparedness.news, that's really similar. Oh, bugout.news is a great site for bugging out of a city. That's its focus. And you'll find a lot of interesting information on those sites. Now, this podcast is really about how do you preserve information that you're going to need during a collapse. You see, so many people today, they're reading books on their Kindle devices, and so they have electronic books. Well, did you know that Kindle stops working when the grid goes down? I mean, it can't even communicate. The Kindle device can't log in to Amazon. And I don't know about their newer devices, but some of their older devices, because Kindle has a lot of versions, they would just stop working if they couldn't call home to Amazon. They just stop working. Even if you had electricity, if you didn't have cell tower communication, these wouldn't work, or at least the one that I had didn't work. So I don't even know if they can function in offline mode anymore. I'm not sure, but it could be that if the grid goes down, your Kindle devices stop working, and you may not have electricity anyway, so how are you going to read electronic books? You see, so many things have gone to digital form, and you assume that you can go online every day and go to a website like the ones I mentioned, gear.news. You assume that it's always going to be there. So you bookmark a bunch of cool pages, right? You bookmark them. Like, huh, if I ever need herbal first aid medicine, I'll go to this page. You know, if I ever need to know how to do emergency gunshot wound treatments, I'll go to this other page. Problem is, those pages won't be there in a sufficiently large collapse or crisis. The pages won't be accessible. The internet won't work, you know, in certain kinds of things. EMP attack, solar flare, grid down scenario, nuclear war, lots of things, lots of scenarios where the internet stops working. So what should you do? Well, I've thought about this a lot. I've done podcasts talking about hard drives are a horrible way to store things, because did you know that magnetic bits on hard drives, they naturally degrade about 1% per year? And if you just have a hard drive full of, I don't know, your family photo album, and you stick it in a safe, 10 years later, it's probably unreadable. A lot of people don't know that. They're like, what? What'd you just say, Mike? What you talking about, Mr. D? Did you say that if I put a hard drive in a safe and don't touch it, that it will naturally degrade 1% of the data per year? Yes, that's exactly what I said. That's physics for you. Physics. It's stored magnetically, so that doesn't really work very well. It degrades. So I have recommended things like DVDs. DVD storage. You can burn files to DVD, or you can burn to even CD-ROMs or CDR if you want. And there's also Blu-ray DVD, which of course stores a lot. I think you can store up to now 100 gigabytes on a multi-layered Blu-ray DVD disc with about a $100 DVD writer. So for $100, you can write, you know, massive amounts of data to multiple DVDs. And there's even some DVDs, forgot what they're called, but they have a 1,000-year shelf life. They'll last 1,000 years, they say. Even the regular DVDs should last 100 years, no problem. So that's a good way to archive a lot of information, and it's immune to flooding. You know, you can drop DVDs into water. You just dry them off. They still work because the optical properties haven't changed just because they got wet. Well, you wouldn't want to go drop a hard drive into, you know, a bathtub and then try to use it. It may not work. But there's a problem, even with DVDs, which is reading a DVD requires this entire infrastructure of computers and circuit boards and electricity. I mean, you can't visually look at a DVD with your naked eyes and read it, right? Unless you're a robot like Mark Zuckerberg. He's half android, half lizard man. I don't know what he is, but he's not human. But maybe he can look at DVDs and read them. But the rest of us human beings can't. So you have to have a DVD reader, and you have to have a computer and an operating system, which requires all this other stuff to work. Circuit boards, memory chips, all this stuff, which may not be around, depending on what kind of crisis has unfolded. So you might think, well, how do I go even more low-tech? How do I get even more basic? And one of the answers is literally to purchase special kinds of paper, which I found is like waterproof map paper, which is very expensive per sheet. Sometimes they can cost like 50 cents a sheet or 25 cents a sheet. You can get them online. Special paper that lasts a long time, and you can print on it. And then you can literally, just physically save and archive a bunch of printed pages full of material. So that's one way. It turns out that paper has acid in it, and paper decays. And if you've got books on your shelf from 20 years ago that you never read, because we all do, by the way, you'll notice that the pages have all yellowed. And if you really go online and search for how do you preserve books, you get into all this museum technology and the Smithsonian, and they actually haven't figured out a great way to preserve books yet. Books printed on acid paper, which is what most books are printed on, they degrade. So even books, physical books, aren't actually a good way to preserve information. But you can print on special paper. So what I'm recommending is that you print. You print very valuable preparedness and survival information and how to ditch medicine information, things like that. You print them on paper. Like super high quality, waterproof, weatherproof paper that can last 50 or 100 years. And I was thinking there's a great business opportunity for somebody out there to collect all this amazing preparedness information on medicine and food and how to defend yourself and how to repair things and all this stuff and put it in a book, like a binder, that's all printed on this super special paper that can last 100 years. And sell that as kind of like an info arc, you know, like an arc of important information that can save your life. And you can stick this on a shelf. And as long as you don't burn your house down or have it flooded or something, then this will last 100 years. That's kind of a cool concept. I don't know if people will buy that because it might cost $99 or something. Maybe people won't buy it because they'll just say, well, I'm just going to go online and get all that info for free. Why do I need to buy this binder? Because they're not thinking ahead, you see. So maybe there isn't a market for that. I don't know. I'm just saying it's an intriguing business idea. Somebody should probably do it. But you can do it yourself. Now, there's also something called microfiche. Now, this was used before the internet. And maybe some libraries still have it where they burn microscopic images of newspaper pages and books onto plastic sheets. And then you look at them under a magnifier with a light in it. You know, a giant, you know, you sit down at a desk. Those of you who are my age and you did library research when you were younger, you remember these things, microfiche. Turns out microfiche is pretty awesome because it's super low tech. All you need is a light bulb. I mean, that's it. You don't need complex circuits. And the stuff lasts practically forever because it's embedded in cellulose as plastic. Basically, stuff lasts forever. So if you really want to archive stuff, believe it or not, microfiche is the super low-tech, super survival way to go. And so that's my conclusion in all of this is you can print stuff on expensive paper, but, you know, that's expensive. But microfiche, we should look into that. And I'm going to. I'm going to find out how do we burn our own microfiche sheets or print them or what have you. And I'm going to find out if there are any old microfiche machines. Maybe you can buy them on eBay or something. Old libraries going out of business, getting rid of all their microfiche machines. Probably be a pretty cool investment for a low-tech collapse kind of scenario. Wouldn't you love to have like a massive medical library on microfiche that fits in a folder? You know, thousands of pages of medical information on microfiche, easily accessible with just a light bulb. Pretty cool stuff, if you ask me. Anyway, you can read more about these kinds of ideas at survival.news. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out my video blog website at counterthink.com. microfish.news as well. Be safe. Some crazy times coming. Get out your microfish machine. I got my microfish and my Glock. I'm ready for anything.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.